173, mail letters.
Can I help you?
I want to send these letters.
Good morning. Can I help you?
I want to send this letter by airmail.
Yes.
What's the postage?
I'll have to weigh your letter first. That's $1.15.
Here's the money. Mrs. Wright wants to mail two letters to her friend in Berlin. She goes into the post office.
Good afternoon. May I help you?
I'd like to mail these two letters to Berlin.
Sure. It's 30 cents for each half-ounce letter. Let's weigh your letters first. That's $2.10.
Well, how long does it take to get to Berlin?
It's about 4 or 5 days.
4 or 5 days?
Yes.
Could I send them express?
Of course. But you have to pay another $2.
That's fine.
174. Getting a mail.
Have you fetched the mails?
Not yet.
The mails have come.
Do I get anything?
Let me have a look. There is a letter from New York and an advertisement from an insurance company for you.
The letter might be the one I've been expecting for.
Here you are.
Thank you.
Diana and Tony were in the room waiting for their mails.
I hear the sound of a bicycle bell just out of our door. It might be the postman.
Maybe. It's time to get our mails. Let me have a look.
Is it the postman? I've been waiting for a letter from my uncle in Japan.
You are right. Hello, Mr. Martin. Are there letters for us?
Yeah. You get two letters and a card. Here you are.
Thank you. Diana, there is a letter for you.
Where is it from?
It's mailed from Tokyo.
Give it to me, please. 175. Facsimile.
May I use the facsimile machine to send a fax to Mr. Zhang at Great Wall Company?
Sure.
May I use the facsimile machine now?
Yes. Whom do you want to send to?
Mr. Zhang at Great Wall Company.
What's his fax number?
6820-2777.
Okay. Give it to me. I'll send it for you.
Thank you.
Janine wants to send a fax to Laura, but she doesn't know how to use the facsimile machine. She is asking Tony for that.
Tony, could you give me a hand?
Sure.
I want to send a fax to Laura, but I don't know how to use the facsimile machine.
That's easy. Firstly, put the fax in the machine like this. Then, dial the number just as you make a telephone call. Press the button Start after you get through.
Sounds simple. Thank you. 176. Telephone conversation.
7899-6443. Who's calling, please?
Can I dial direct? 7899-6443. Who's calling, please?
Frank Mailer here. I'd like to talk to Helen Taylor, please.
I'm sorry, but Ms. Taylor is out of town until Friday. Is there anyone else who can help you?
No, I really have to talk to her.
In that case, would you care to leave a message?
Yes, please ask Ms. Taylor to call Frank Mailer. She knows the number. Tell her it's urgent.
All right, I'll tell her. Will there be anything else?
No, thank you. You've been very helpful. Goodbye.
At the post office. I'd like to call back home.
Home? Where's home?
China.
Oh, China.
Can I dial direct?
Yes, if you have the number.
I do, but what's the code for China?
It's in the directory. Look at the front section of the directory.
I'd like to make a collect call.
I'm sorry, sir. You'll have to pay here. The phone booth is over there.
Thank you.
177. Mobile phone.
Do you use the mobile phone a lot?
As a matter of fact, I use my mobile phone every day.
Do you use the mobile phone a lot?
As a matter of fact, I use my mobile phone every day.
Isn't it because using mobile phone has become a fashion?
Certainly not. It's mainly because of my work. You know, if you go out quite often at work, nothing is more convenient than using a mobile phone to communicate with others.
But it's said that if you use mobile phone too frequently, you are likely to develop some kind of disease.
I've also heard of that. You see, I'm using earphone instead of its built-in receiver, so I'm suffering less from its radiation.
Maria and Domingo are talking about a new mobile phone.
Like my new mobile phone?
Almost looks like my Palm PC.
In fact, it's better. I can use it as a mobile phone or as an MP3 player.
Really? Is the sound good?
Just as superb as any ordinary MP3 player.
Cool.
It's also served as a web device.
Let me have a look.
Here you are. It's wireless, pocket-sized, and has a built-in modem.
But it must be difficult to input your password or download a video file.
The new model coming out will have more bandwidth. I just want to get connected now.
178. Computer.
There's a sale this week on IBM computers.
I got my first PC in 1995.
This computer's so much less expensive. How come?
There's a sale this week on IBM computers.
Is it hard to use?
Oh no, it's easy. The instruction manual explains everything. And if you don't like it, you can bring it back, and we can include a laser printer for only $100 more.
Okay. I really need a computer, and I'd like to get one now. If I can bring it back, I guess I'll take it.
Market research on computers.
Good afternoon, ma'am. I'm doing some market research, and I am hoping you might have a few minutes to answer some questions.
Okay, sure.
Great. Thank you very much. First of all, do you own a personal computer?
Of course. Doesn't everyone?
How long have you owned it?
I bought this particular computer last year, but I got my first PC in 1995.
I see. And what do you primarily use your computer for?
Well, I use email a lot, and, I have a teach-yourself French program, and I shop online pretty often.
Any other uses?
Keeping track of my bank account, and there are a couple of computer games I enjoy.
Now, you've mentioned email and online shopping. Do you use the internet for any other purposes?
Not really. I haven't gotten around to explore it much.
Okay, thanks. Sorry to have given so much trouble. Thanks again.
179. The Internet.
What is the Internet?
In a word, the Internet is the networks of thousands of networks connected together.
The Internet plays an important role when we have to be prepared to use the new technology to help us develop professionally and personally.
Do you mean we can learn about technology from the Internet?
Oh, we can learn about everything from the Internet. It is an information service, and it can keep us informed about whatever we want to know.
I see. That's really something unbelievable.
And it provides a worldwide network, which we can use for our lifelong learning goals.
Li Hong becomes more and more interested in the Internet recently. He is consulting Zhang Ming, who majors in computer science, about the Internet.
Hello, Zhang Ming. I wonder if you could tell me something about the Internet.
Sure. What exactly do you want to know?
We'd better start from the beginning. I simply know nothing about it. What is the Internet?
In a word, the Internet is a network of thousands of networks connected.
Nowadays, people often talk about information superhighway. Is the Internet the same thing?
Not exactly. The highway will probably consist of computer networks, cable TV, interactive phone services, and other technologies.
What can I find on the Internet?
Almost everything. Access to e-library, acquire free software, get the latest news, send and receive email. You name it, the Internet has it.
What do I need to get onto the Internet?
For now, the requirements are a personal computer, a device called a modem, a communications program, access to a telephone line, and an account with an Internet service provider.
180. Email.
So many people are turning from letter writing to email nowadays.
Email is the ideal medium for conveying messages of all kinds, including romantic feelings.
Hi, Zhang Li. I've got something to tell you. Email box is provided at www.263.net. Let's apply for it, so we can email each other.
That's good news. Do we have to pay for it?
There are two kinds of email boxes there. One of them is free of charge.
Is it safe and reliable? I mean the free email box.
It is said that free email box at 263.net is quite stable, and it provides a storage space of 8 million bytes.
Sounds good. Let's be quick and apply one each.
Regular letter writing or email.
Tom, why are so many people turning from letter writing to email nowadays?
Maybe because email is much more convenient and far faster than regular letters.
Don't you think email is too fast, so it becomes too realistic and much less romantic?
What do you mean?
I mean, when I'm reading a letter, I feel that my friend is talking intimately with me. From his handwriting, I can guess what his mood is. Happy, gloomy, or whatever.
I can't quite agree with you on that. I think email is the ideal medium for conveying messages of all kinds, including romantic feelings.
But regular letters written on paper offer a tangible feeling of the sender's emotions, and it is absent in email.
To say that email cannot communicate intimate thoughts is just as far-fetched as saying that the telephone cannot be used for personal conversations. I think people should try to keep pace with modern technology.
Personally, I cannot accept email with any real enthusiasm, though perhaps email suits modern society better. Maybe that's the way I am. It can't be helped.
181. Hacker.
Your machine has been controlled by a certain hacker program.
The security administrators don't do enough to protect the systems.
Xiao Li, come over here quickly.
Coming. What's up?
Just have a look at my computer. It behaves so queerly. It has been doing things without my touching a single key. See? The CD-ROM is ejecting again.
Let me see. Well, your machine has been controlled by a certain hacker program.
What can I do?
Just disconnect from the net. Get an updated antivirus software to kill it.
An interview with Michael, a hacker.
Michael, when did you first get interested in computers?
When I was 11. They fascinated me so much that I majored in computer science in college.
And is that when you began hacking?
That's right. I broke into the school administration files.
It must have been difficult to get into the government's defense networks.
It was easy. You see, the security administrators don't do enough to protect the systems. Besides, no matter what kind of protection they install, there's always some hacker out there who likes the challenge of breaking in anyway.
What did you do when you got into these systems?
Well, at college, I was tempted to give myself a big scholarship, but I didn't. And when I got into National Defense Network, it was really just the satisfaction of doing it. They should thank me for pointing out the weaknesses in their system.
But you got arrested instead. And what are you planning to do when you get out of prison?
Well, I'd like to work as a consultant advising on security systems.
182. Applying for a job.
You should start by saying why you want this job.
You should include a lot more information about your education and work experience.
Would you mind reading this letter of application I've written? I'd like to have your opinion. If you don't think it's any good, please let me know. I really want this job.
Well, most of it seems fine, but if I were you, I'd change the beginning. You should start by saying why you want this job.
Oh, right. Good idea.
And the second part is too short. You should include a lot more information about your education and work experience.
Okay, thanks. I really appreciate your help.
Miss White, the teacher, is trying to help Joe, her student, to find a job for his father.
Has your father found a job?
No. He went for an interview last week, but they didn't give him the job.
Oh, unlucky man. Wouldn't he like to do something different?
Oh, yes. I'm sure he would.
Do you know that Henry Smith, the school caretaker, is retiring next month? And they want someone to look after the playing fields, too.
Oh, I didn't know that. Dad would love a job like that. He's always enjoyed gardening.
Would you like me to talk to the headmaster about it?
Oh, yes, please, miss.
All right. But you won't say anything to your father yet, will you? There may be someone else for the job.
No, I promise I won't.
Now you run along home and stop worrying. I expect everything will be all right.
183. Job interview.
Could you tell me what kind of work experience you've had?
Well, your qualifications for the job are excellent.
Now, let me see. You were an English major, weren't you?
Yes, that's right. I graduated from San Francisco State College in 1980.
And could you tell me what kind of office experience you've had?
Well, I'm working for Singapore Airlines at the moment, in their San Francisco office.
And what do you do there, exactly?
I'm in ticket sales.
And would you mind telling me your present salary?
I'm making $1,100 a month at present.
$1,100. Okay, well, you've read the job description for this position.
A job interview.
Let's discuss your educational background. You were an English major, weren't you?
Yes, that's right. It was my best subject at college.
Fine. And could you tell me what kind of work experience you've had?
My last position was with Loomis and Martin. That's a law firm in Sacramento.
Well, your qualifications for the job are excellent. And is there anything you'd like to ask about the job?
Yes. I'd like to know if the company provides opportunities for further education.
Yes. Our employees are allowed to take up less than 6 hours a week to attend college courses.
That's very generous.
Well, I've enjoyed meeting and talking with you. We'll call you within the week.
Thank you. I appreciate the time you've given me.
184. At the office.
Is the boss in his office?
I'm going to ask for 2 weeks off.
Is the boss in his office?
Yes, why?
I'm going to ask for 2 weeks off.
Don't you think that's too much to ask right now? We're pretty busy.
I've earned it. I've been working overtime every day. So have you.
Me?
Sure, we should both ask for time off.
It does sound tempting, but...
No buts. Let's do it.
At the office.
Is something wrong?
No, I'm fine.
You seem nervous about something.
How can you tell?
You've made so many typing errors this morning.
It's my daughter. She wasn't feeling well when I dropped her off at school.
Oh, the poor girl. Why don't you go to the school and take her home?
But I have to finish these letters, or else the report won't get finished.
Don't worry. It can wait until tomorrow.
Thanks for being so understanding.
Thanks for being such a good secretary.
185. Meeting.
Let's see what's the program for today.
There's a general meeting this morning at 8:30. Then we'll have a group discussion.
Let's see what's the program for today.
There's a general meeting this morning at 8:30. Then we'll have a group discussion.
Quite so. But when are you going to present your paper?
Let me see. Oh, tomorrow morning at 10. And you're scheduled to give yours in the afternoon at 3:30, right?
Right. Let's see what visits or tours they have planned towards the end of the conference. Oh, a visit to the Ming Tombs and the reservoir.
That could be very interesting.
At the company meeting.
You seem to have some reservations about marketing this product.
I've come to the conclusion that we shouldn't put it on the market now.
But my department has done a lot of research. This product will sell well.
What kinds of research have you done?
We've tested the product in several key markets.
And?
It sold very well.
But we don't have the budget for a large advertising campaign. I think we'll wait.
Well, okay. Thanks for hearing me out.
Thank you for a good presentation.
186. Exam.
I failed in the final exam.
You can take the makeup examination. Hello, Jack. You don't look well.
I failed in the final exam. I got 57. I feel terrible. Could you please give me a pass? I promise I will work harder from now on.
I am sorry, Jack. I can't do that. It would be unfair to other students.
Actually, I have been working very hard. I was nervous and careless when I took the exam.
Don't be so sad. You can still take the makeup examination. Come to me if you have any difficulties in your preparation.
That's very kind of you, Miss Brown. Thank you.
Tom went to another institute to give some oral examinations. After one student finished and left, a woman came in.
Excuse me, are you Mr. Atkins?
Yes. You don't know me, of course. I don't teach here. I just give oral examinations here now and then. Now, sit down, please. I'm going to ask you a few questions. Then we're going to have a short conversation in English. Do you understand?
Yes, of course I do. But may I ask you something first?
After the examination, please. Just concentrate on my questions for the moment. First of all, why are you learning English?
Why am I learning English?
I mean, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to be an English teacher? Or something else.
Please just stop a second. I really must ask you something first.
Very good, if you insist.
Would you have a cup of coffee?
Pardon? What did you say?
You see, I'm one of the English teachers here. I came to ask you if you want some coffee.
187. Schools.
It's a fairly average school in most ways.
It's a 5-story building with 2 labs on each floor.
What is your primary school like? Do you still remember?
Certainly. It's small but nice. There were only about 500 pupils when I was there.
Are the facilities good?
Not very. There's just a 2-story building, and that's all.
Oh, yes. Most schools at that time were in the same condition.
But I still like it very much, especially the teachers there. They were so good to us.
Wang Ping wants to know something about schools in Britain. He is talking to Neil. I know you are working in a British secondary school. So, what is it like?
That's a big question.
Yes, but what I mean is, well, is it a good school? What are the facilities like, and so on?
It's a fairly average school in most ways. It doesn't specialize in anything in particular. We teach the usual range of subjects. The sport department is quite good, and there are reasonable sports facilities, a football pitch, and gymnasium.
And what about the other teaching facilities, the classrooms, and so on?
Well, each department has its own classrooms, so there are special rooms for history, geography, etc., and science block for science. The classes have to move around the school.
How many students are there, in fact?
About 750, which is quite small compared with many secondary schools.
You mentioned the science block just now. Is that where all the laboratories are?
Yes, that's right. It's a 5-story building with 2 labs on each floor.
And that's a separate building?
Yes. And there's another separate classroom block, too. 5 stories, 10 classrooms.
188. Course.
Could I enroll in your advanced geography course next semester?
I'd like to ask about the master degree course in cultural studies.
Professor Brown, could I enroll in your advanced geography course next semester?
Aren't you a bit young? I've allowed qualified seniors to take the course.
I know. Last semester, I took Professor Berman's course. It's not challenging.
I'll speak to Professor Berman about it. If he thinks you are ready, I'll let you enroll.
Oh, thank you, Professor Brown. That is really very nice of you.
A course in cultural studies.
Good morning. I'd like to ask about the master degree course in cultural studies.
Ah, yes. What would you like to know?
How long will the course last?
It's a 2-year course that involves mostly research.
Ah, 2 years. Can I study by distance learning?
Yes. The course is designed for distance learning. You have to be here for only several weeks.
Well, could you tell me the contents of the course?
Yes, just a minute. The course is concerned with the analysis and theory of culture.
Oh, that's culture in general, not just British culture?
That's right. The course does encourage some analysis of the aspects of British culture, but what's most important is the comparison with the cultures of the course participants. You are British, I presume.
Yes, I'm working as an English teacher in China, actually.
Oh, we have had a few Chinese students. They usually contribute some very interesting comparisons of British and Chinese cultures.
That sounds very suitable for me. Can I ask what the entry requirements?
189. Reading books.
Chinese people are very fond of reading.
I wish I had more time reading.
I notice, Mr. Lee, that Chinese people are very fond of reading. Lots of people read in the underground trains and on buses.
You are quite right. Our people read a lot.
Personally, I think there's nothing better than reading a good book after a day's work. It's excellent relaxation.
And there is a saying, it's never too late to learn. Reading is a good way to learn.
You're quite right. I wish I had more time for reading.
Several students are in Professor Dickinson's study before the essay reading class.
Professor Dickinson has a big collection of books in his study, hasn't he?
That's true. Just imagine, he has read all of them. When I talk to him about books, I feel that he has pored over every book that I have ever heard of.
Here are some modern English classics. Have you read any of them, Kathy?
Almost none, I'm afraid. You have read a good many modern English classics, haven't you, Bill?
Yes. I was fond of English writers when I was only a schoolboy, and I have skimmed through quite a lot of their works since then.
Who are the well-known 20th century English writers?
Oh, there are John Galsworthy, G.B. Shaw, and also T.S. Eliot.
T.S. Eliot? Wasn't he an American?
He was born in the United States, but he chose British nationality later.